Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So, hello, private parties. Welcome to... Got a little tickle in my mouth.
Yeah, I know.
Can you hear it? I didn't want to do that on the podcast.
That is actually one of my biggest pet peeves.
Why are you meant to clear your throat, then?
Don't have that in clear your throat.
Yeah, but you have to clear your throat sometimes. So do my lips look amazing as well?
What? Lovely.
Oh.
Yeah, what?
Listen, okay, private partners, I'm going to be straight up with you right now. This is our Friday episode, and normally on a Friday episode, you would probably know, Sophie, because we... Is my breath that bad?
You've not brushed your teeth.
No, I haven't brushed my teeth. Pass me some water.
Oh,
my God.
Water's not going to make it better.
Yes, it is. Why do you look away from me, then?
You're so close.
Oh, my God. This is a disaster.
Oh, God. Water doesn't... That's not how people...
I've just woken up in the morning.
No, you've already had a phone call this morning.
I had a phone call and I couldn't do anything before that, so I couldn't wake up and do anything.
Sure.
Why do you... Now I'm so conscious that...
You're really, like, on the edge.
Okay, listen, private pilots.
Give me your hand in front of your mouth.
Well, I don't know what else...
It's not that bad. I was just, like, mentally close my nose.
You're mentally... Do you want me to get you a cliff or something?
Yeah, because I'll breathe really hard.
Every single... Friday, we've actually, you know, we've never missed an episode a week.
How many episodes do you guys do?
We've done over 200 episodes.
A week?
Oh, we do two a week. So we do one on Friday, which is our normal, we interview a different person. And our Wednesday one, which is a bonus one, where we just chat to all the guys who are listening right now.
Oh, what? On Friday, they've just got you and me.
Well, yeah, that's the whole way. So Friday, normally we'd have a guest. We don't have a guest today because I just don't have time.
Sorry, Mr. Busy Person.
Well, I don't. Francis is in Dallas at the moment, so he's in Texas. So he's 5 hours behind or 6 hours behind. So we in the mornings we can't do it because it's too early in the morning for him. And in the evenings, I'm just training at the moment, dancing because I'm a dancer. So we don't have time to go and do these things.
Well, you do.
What do you mean?
You could do it at like 10.
Interview someone at 10 o'clock at night.
Oh yeah, the person might not want to be interviewed. Okay, I hear you.
Do you hear what I mean?
I do. So they've got me instead.
So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all you lovely listeners of the podcast, we are going to do a shorter version of the Friday episode because Francis is obviously sleeping in Dallas. We had to postpone the guest to next week because, well, I may be in the final next week, Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, God.
Is that my breath again, or are you just saying it?
No, I'm excited for you. You might be in the final.
Might be in the final.
What does that mean? You're postponing again?
Just breathe out.
Just breathe in.
Stop looking at me.
I get so insecure. You look lovely.
No, I obviously...
You've got the helmet back again.
The helmet's my hair, not my penis. Just let everyone... If you talk about a helmet that's come back, you have to explain what the helmet is.
What do you mean? Is a helmet a penis?
Yeah, the top of your penis is called the helmet.
why would it come back? Surely it's there all the time.
Well, because if you were non-circumcised, it would poke out.
So I'm being like, oh my gosh, your penis has grown back.
No, it wouldn't grow.
That would be impossible.
It wouldn't grow back. The point is that when you're circumcised...
Yeah, I get it. Your helmet. I didn't actually know. Oh my gosh. So when people go, oh, what a helmet, they're basically saying, what a dick.
Yes.
Didn't know.
Well, you thought they were just saying, what? It's like saying, oh, what a hat. Like,
that's so weird. That's almost so gross. Wait, why would anyone say that? Like, you're calling someone a part of the penis.
Wait, hang on a second. So you thought...
Yeah, but people go, what a piece.
These
are also, like, really awful sayings.
But a piece is also a penis. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Anyway.
What do you think? A piece is a penis. I
didn't know that.
Okay, so
sorry, I don't know all the lingo for
penis. Okay, what's a technical term? What do you think the technical term for a bastard is? What is a bastard?
A child without a father.
Hey, you're close. It's a child without any... Is it a child without a father?
Yes, it's like a woman who's... Oh, you've had sex, you've had a child without being married.
That's a bastard, there we go.
You're right.
A bastard. No, I'm not. My parents married. They were married.
You are a mistake though, right?
No, what are you talking?
Yeah.
Woo, your breath.
Don't try and turn it on me.
No, so, I was not... I'm
just bored. Also, for the record, mm-hmm. Jamie does this joke.
Record. For the record.
These are two things he does. He doesn't have very good hearing, so he mishears me all the time. Not just me, everybody. And he'll repeat what they say. So he'll be like, oh, repeat what? Oh, in the hay. And the person's like, what?
I do. I don't hear people that well. But what you're getting at is a problem that I have with my hearing. I can't help that. So it's
same
a
with your breath. It's called halitosis.
That was a real ha 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 as I was towards you. Let's start. It's the morning. Listen, we got to listen. The truth is, it's early in the morning. So you've already been to the gym today.
Yeah.
Well done to you. I didn't sleep that well last night because my legs are hurting and everything's hurting in my body.
Oh God, here we go.
It's true.
Jamie wriggles around and thinks, I don't get this leg hurting. It's not been since you've been dancing. You've always said in this certain bed, on this certain mattress, it makes your legs ache.
No.
Most people back ache. Yours is your legs.
No. When we used to... Soph had a bed in her old house and I used to go and stay over sometimes. And your bed sucked so much.
Yeah, it did suck.
You had this horrible blanket that was like... You did. You had a she had this horrible blanket that had sort of a frilly bit on it.
No,
was...
I got gifted a blanket and it had sequins on it, which is
It was like itchy.
And it scratched your skin. Like you'd wake up in the morning, you look like you've been attacked by cats.
It was that, and then your whole bed was just so uncomfy in the mattress.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's what used to happen in that bed. But this bed, the reason why my legs hurt at the moment is because I've been dancing so much. I don't know if you've seen me dance, but I've.
I have.
Do I talk about it a lot?
Yeah, but it's fair enough.
Do I talk about it a lot?
A lot, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but why not? Like, that's your life at the moment.
Yeah, that's true. Like,
the little dance.
It's true. Do you get upset, though, Kate? Because, by the way, we have Sophia Boo on the podcast, if no one realised. Hey, Private Partner, Sophia Boo on the podcast for your Friday episode. She's epic.
Thanks.
No worries. I want to know, firstly, is... I talk about it a lot...
Yeah.
But I don't talk about it that much, do I? Be honest.
Well, define that much. So say there's like 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, so what percentage? What, let's say we sleep for...
90.
Do you just breathe out again?
Yes.
Is it that bad?
No. Oh, yeah.
Is it really?
It's not as bad as that. When Jamie and I first started dating, we went to Glastonbury. We weren't boyfriend and girlfriend at this point.
Yeah, we were. We went out that weekend.
We went out that weekend. Yeah. No, he bought me.
What did I buy you?
No, you brought me. Oops, I bought you. That's awful. That's like my biggest pet peeve as well. Just did it myself. But anyway, you brought me to Glastonbury with all of your friends. And I was like, well, obviously we're boyfriend and girlfriend. But we definitely weren't.
Yeah, we were.
No, because you asked me out like 2 weekends afterwards. And I was like, well, I thought I was your girlfriend already.
No, what she's referring to is the fact that when we were dating. And this Oh, my God. When we were dating and... What appeared on Made in Chelsea, and I still think, look, it's up for debate.
Oh my my God, you love bringing this up. Like, if I'm you, I just never air it.
Listen, I'm going to air
it. You're a terrible guy.
No, I'm not a terrible guy.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to ask our listeners. So when Sophie
You've
and
done
I...
done this already.
I don't care, but I'm going to do it again because they've probably forgotten. And I find it frustrating. When Sophie and I were dating.
Dating every single night.
No,
he basically told me he loved me loads.
No, I hadn't.
He did. And I was like, oh, no, that was me.
Anyway, I had when Sophie rejected me one night and I went out by myself, I had a quick fling with someone else and it became a big hoo-ha. But that was before, way before Glastonbury.
Lol.
That it's true. Well, it was way before Glastonbury, and Glastonbury is when we started going out.
No, we hadn't. Anyway, point.
Our anniversary's on that weekend.
Yeah, because we just decided that because we can't remember when you actually officially asked me. Anyway,
when's my birthday?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I was going to say May. Okay, anyway, let me stop trying.
Okay, go.
Anyway, we were partying or whatever, and
yeah,
I
damn right, legend.
And I knew, Jamie, I'd woken up really late, and you woke up drinking alcohol, whiskey.
No, I was not drinking whiskey.
And I was.
It is a festival, so let's go.
And I obviously had both of our toothbrushes in my bag, and I was like, he's not asked to have his toothbrush all day. Midday, about 4 p.m., I was like, I've just got to ask him. I was like, have you brushed your teeth? He was like, no, woo! And I was like, oh, wow. This might be the end.
You don't like when people don't brush their teeth, do you?
I don't think anybody does, Jamie.
Well, do you know
what? I think you might be the only person who doesn't. Like, it is the most important thing to do.
Sophie doesn't wipe her bum when she gets to the... You don't. She doesn't. The only way she does it, she has to have a bath.
Another story. When Jamie and I were not going out in Croatia and we were just friends.
What's this?
Oh, this is genius.
Oh, this is not true.
This
but you
is
can tell
so
it.
True. I moved into their villa. We were filming for Made in Chelsea and didn't know Jamie very well at all. And I didn't have a towel. So I went into Jamie's loo to get his towel and I wiped my face with it and there was shit on it.
No, there wasn't.
And I didn't know him and I was like, oh my God, I just got this random boy's poo all over my face.
Can we just be honest here, right?
And so, I felt so bad for him because it was like so disgusting. No. I just never even brought it up until recently.
So two things here. Firstly, I was sharing a room with Sam Thompson. That's the first thing. So he was sharing a room with me. Mm-mm. Secondly, there is no...
Lie. No,
he
wasn't.
Yes, I was.
I was in Sam Thompson's room.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was.
No, you weren't. Sam came and shared my bed with me. Because you moved into our villa. That's what I think. Secondly, there was a towel.
Sam Thompson would not wipe his ass on a towel.
Nor would I.
Jamie Lang on the other.
No, I would not. I would no ways ever do that. I would never wipe my butt on
it. If we did a poll to the universe and all your friends, they would say yes.
No, why would I ever use a towel? And secondly, it would have been fake tan and it would have been Sam's. It would have been.
Sam doesn't use Zayda.
How? Oh, you know that one. There we go.
Oh, you on the other hand, bronzer steals my bronzer.
Do you not steal your bronzer?
All your secrets are coming out today. No,
that hula is lovely.
That's actually really sweet. I find it really cute when I come into the bedroom and Jamie's got like the darkest bronzer patchy all over his face, and he's like looking really like innocent, like nothing's happened. I'm like, wow.
Jesus, this is what happens, isn't it? You know, when you start living with each other, you really get to know each other really well, don't you?
Yeah.
That's what happens. But I think that I don't...
I have no bad, like...
Yes,
no
you
bad
do.
Trait.
You have...
My biggest worst trait is that I'm too clean.
Oh my...
Yes, it is.
Do you know what my biggest worst trait is? Do you know what it is? That I read the Bible too much. Like, that,
oh,
that,
here
that,
we go.
I'm too religious. Like, I'm too nice. I'm too empathetic. I could say that. You're too clean.
Too clean.
Do you think that's your bad point? No, I would say your pet peeve that of you that I have.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't think you have.
See, I told you I'm too clean. My pet peeve is that I get upset because you throw your clothes around and I go, oh God.
No, hang them up,
but I still do it.
No, what happens is that I come home from a long day of dancing or whatever it is. And I go and try to sit on the sofa to watch TV. And you tell me not to sit on the sofa because you've puffed up the cushions. So I have to sit on the floor.
Because he drags it off with his, like, weight. So it's like...
I drag it onto the floor with my weight. So you don't like...
You don't sit on it properly. So it's, like, mushed about, basically.
You ruin
the quality of the cushion.
I tell you my pet peeve with you. This is my pet peeve with you. What Sophie will do is if she's made a mistake... you know, like she will, I don't know, she'll break something of mine by accident. She'll drop my laptop, or she'll do something. I'll say, can you post a letter, and you've forgotten to post a letter, or something's happened where a mirror's cracked and you've done it by accident. If Sophie's done something wrong and you get upset at her, instead of apologising, she'll get cross back at you.
No, it's not cross, it's defensive.
Yeah, you get cross.
Because I don't like feeling attacked.
It's not attacked.
When
not...
it was an innocent mistake. I think everyone else can
do that. No, but it's not being attacked. You're not.
Yeah,
being...
it is, because you go, oh, passive aggressive roll of the eyes, and it's like, oh, broke it, didn't you?
And then what Sophie will do is she'll get really bitchy at me, so she'll say things like, well, listen, we're obviously not compatible, because this always comes up. And I'll be like, what are you talking about? We should probably just break up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm like, why are you saying that?
I love to break up.
You love it. You don't love to break up. You love to say, why don't you break up? And then I'm like, why are you saying that? That's the weirdest thing in the world. You straight away go to the extreme rather than there's no in between.
Yeah, very true. I do.
That is very true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you find, though, with Made in Chelsea, right, that... because people think it's like an easy thing to film and stuff like that, but actually it's quite testing on emotions and stuff like that sometimes, isn't it? Especially when I was filming with it and I was testing your emotions.
Oh, yeah, you really put me through the ringer.
I did not, what do you mean put you through the ringer?
Yes, 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 you did.
I did not put you through the ringer.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. You were put through the ringer for many years, unfortunately. You breaking hearts left, right and centre.
Oh, yeah, just me breaking hearts out there.
You were breaking hearts.
No, I wasn't.
But people do find it...
I think all reality TV, but I think everything is sort of... And I'm going really deep now.
Well, listen, we can't just be on the surface. We have to get a little bit...
Oh, God, okay. Well, I think everything sort of puts people... is testing in its own way, no? But that's reality true. TV definitely is. Or it can be really funny. It can be very fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. No, I actually do agree. I think life is testing in lots of different ways. And actually, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It's all relative. For example, we're Strictly right now.
Oh, what? Wow. We lasted about 14 minutes there, I reckon, without you speaking. Yeah, that's world record.
It's not. I just, you know, I just need to bring it back up because I'm in the semi-finals of Strictly Come Dancing.
Right,
yeah, it's semi-finals.
So I'm very proud of you. I didn't think you were going
to
get
Can we
that.
Also just say this? Like, I would say to Soph things like, I would say to you about like my dances. Soph would be the person to tell me that it was crap. You would tell me that it was really not good and things
no,
like that.
No, I wouldn't say it wasn't really good, but I think you sometimes need to be brought down to reality.
I don't know why you say this.
Because you thought you were Giovanni Pecunio or whatever he's called.
Pecunio?
What's his
surname?
Bernicio. Yeah, you thought you were the same level as him, and I was like, oh, this isn't going to go down well because his little ego is going to be squashed when the judges go,
So you had to squash it first?
So I was like, I've got to set his expectations, real expectations.
No, listen,
but he was still like, no, no, you're wrong. And I was like, okay, let's see what the judge would say. But your breakdancing, your tango was, well done.
The tango, you like the tango?
Oh no, I don't think that one. There was another one.
That slow dance.
No, I don't like your slow dance.
What? Why don't you like?
You look constipated in there. You're like pout with your mouth.
But no,
your
tango was serious. Break
dancing was so cool.
Tango was like a serious one.
Yeah, I know, but you look like sweet because you were trying to frown, but your Botox wasn't allowing you.
I don't have Botox. This is all complete lies. Firstly, I don't have Botox.
Oh, well, don't lie. I'm not. That's terrible karma.
I'm not. Sophie's had a nose job.
I wish I had.
Sophie's had a nose job.
Jamie tells me to get one.
I don't.
I'm like, I hate my nose. And he's like, just get a nose job. I'll pay for it.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No. What I have said is, and this is true. Tickly throat, like the beginning. This is the only truth in the whole conversation just then. Is I've said about plastic surgery or whatever. I said if you can afford it and so it's affordable.
Well, why have you?
I said if it's affordable and you want to change something about yourself, you should be allowed to do whatever you want to do.
That's not what you said. But I so agree. Whole taboo? Just do what you want to do in life.
Do exactly what you want to do. Who cares if you want to have a nose job or a chin job or whatever jobs you get. I get that, you know, I think you have to be of a certain age. I would say that there has to be a responsibility of parents to suggest, or there has to be, you have to be over a certain age to make a decision. But if you wanted to get surgery and change something about yourself because it really made you that unhappy and changing would make you happier, do it.
Yeah, I agree.
So does that mean you would have plastic surgery?
I'm too scared to. I don't hate anything.
I'm too scared to. No, liar. So someone said to you, when you're older.
You've asked me to get a nose job. I'm too scared to. The thought of somebody cutting into my nose scares
me. If they changed your nose, you would lose half your head.
Oh, ha-ha. I also just think, you know, you should, you know, it's, oh, I don't know, it's a really hard topic.
Well, then discuss it, because it's
interesting. Because you should try and, like, love yourself, and I do get, like, you shouldn't, I think it's also quite a slippery slope. You see all these people, they get one thing done, and then the next thing, they're, like, you know, looking quite bizarre.
But do you...
But I think, you know, I do agree to some extent, totally, if you've got something, there's no, and also what I don't like is the judgment around it. If somebody's had something done, congratulate them, they look great. Like, if they're happy with themselves, that's what all that matters. It doesn't matter about what's made them get to that point where they're happy with themselves, if that makes sense.
Go on, girl.
Yeah, sister.
Hey, say it one more time. Go on, girl. That's unbelievable. But it's true, but I think also, you know, I think a lot of people would probably say that, you know, you're a very pretty girl. And that you have all these things, but actually also you have insecurities and all that. It's true. So I'm getting. No, but it's true.
Everyone has insecurities.
That's my point, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. And some would say, well, why can you? You shouldn't have any insecurities. You know, all this kind of stuff. But actually, you do. You do have insecurities, don't you?
I do have insecurities. So does I think everyone has insecurities. Mm-hmm. So especially now, there's so much pressure to look this way, to be that way. You know.
And you think that's because of social media?
Not really. Do you know what? I actually think it's definitely enhanced by social media, but women have always, and you could argue men, have always had a sort of way to look, like Twiggy, be this skinny. Or
well, we have a narcissist. We naturally have a sort of narcissistic side, right? Like, because that's why we look in mirrors all the time. You know, if we weren't narcissistic, we'd never have mirrors.
Oh, God, it's so true.
Yeah, we're always looking at ourselves, looking at our own reflection, comparing ourselves to others.
Yeah, it's the thing about social media is the comparing to others. Like, you constantly are able to do that, and I think that's what's scary. But there has always been advertising, and there has always been, like, the perfect body or the perfect female or the perfect male.
So whatever. who's your perfect man? What man?
You.
No, you. I'm your perfect man.
Yeah, but if it wasn't you, it would be...
Okay, here we go.
Bradley Cooper, Matthew McConaughey... Yes.
Really? Matthew McConaughey?
He used to be Tom Hardy, but nah, not anymore. I saw like a video of him the other day and
you didn't like it?
Yeah. So it's very like... bike.
You're like an older man. Daddy issues.
No, wait, what? Should I go for Zac Efron? I'm 26. You like Zac Efron?
But your sister's boyfriend looks like Zac Efron.
I don't like Zac Efron, never have done.
Sophie's sister, big shout out to Georgia Habu. Her boyfriend, Tom Berry.
Looks like Zac Efron.
Looks like Zac Efron.
Doesn't yeah, it? Mine's... Oh, Robert Downey Jr., quite a good one. Who's your favourite woman?
Charming. My favourite one, Dawn French, I like. I do. I love Dawn French.
Yeah. I don't know if you're being serious.
No, I like funny people.
You would marry Dawn French.
I like funny people. I used to really like Joan Rivers, yeah. No, but I mean, it depends what we're thinking about. Like, are we talking about, like, funniness or going
oh,
for...
Oh, well, you didn't classify for me. Now I look just for... so shallow.
Yeah, I go for personality.
Fine, then mine would be Adam Sandler.
You... Adam Sandler?
Yeah, I'd marry him in a heartbeat.
Adam Sandler?
Yep.
You think Adam Sandler's that funny?
I think he's fantastic.
Are you serious?
Yep. Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman?
Yeah. He would be my number one person to a dinner.
Hang on.
If I had to invite five people.
Hang on a second. Morgan Freeman you'd invite to your dinner?
Yeah, he'd
Why?
Be...
Why? Why?
Because he reminds me of my granddad. And I really like him.
So you invite Morgan Freeman because he reminds you of your granddad?
Yeah, I really like him. He's so great.
Who else would be at your dinner?
Snape.
What, the character?
Yeah,
the actor?
I know he's died. Character.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rickman as Snape. but not Alan Rickman. Snape, but acted by Alan
So
Rickman.
You would have the character Snape there. Who else would you have?
Adam Sandler.
You've got Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Chrissy Teigen or whatever she's
Chrissy
called.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
So you'd have Chrissy Teigen, Adam Sandler...
And Kim Kardashian, so I'm just so fascinated at her beauty. Like, her face is phenomenal. I'd ask her every surgery question.
Really, would you?
Yeah, I can't wait. One day.
Are you actually thinking this dinner's going to happen?
What am I going to cook them?
What would you cook them? Oh. One thing, you have to cook them one thing. Sophie's got a very, very good palate, by the way.
I don't know. Somehow Beef Wellington came for my but I definitely wouldn't. That'd be terrible. I'd get her to cook it, and obviously a chef. And have, like, an Asian cuisine.
Yeah, but you're a very good cook. You could do that.
Not that good. Jamie thinks I'm a good cook because he literally can't tell the difference between butter and cheese.
I can tell the difference between butter and cheese.
No, you absolutely
We
can't.
Just had this one moment when we were eating sushi in Ibiza. We went to a holiday in Ibiza in Spain. And sushi came over and I ate it and went, oh, that's weird, tuna and melon. And Sophie's pescatarian and she had a bite of the other piece that was there and realised that it wasn't tuna and melon, it was foie gras and chutney.
Yeah, that's one of your highs.
Hey, we're also going to give you a shout out because you have your jewellery line out, don't you?
I do.
Why don't you give that a little plug right now, just because...
Go on, guys, go check it out.
Oh, you know, why are you not? You've done it. Sophie loves her jewellery. She's always worn rings and all different things, and she's got a great jewellery line out at the moment. Super proud of you. It's called...
It's a collaboration with New and Me.
And it's got loads of rings and bracelets and things like that.
Rings, bracelets, necklaces, gold and silver.
Gold and silver?
Yeah.
Do you prefer gold or do you prefer silver?
I mix.
You mix it up?
Yeah, but mostly gold. Gold's my favourite.
What's your favourite piece in there, do you think?
My Russian ring.
Your Russian ring?
Yeah.
Why is it a Russian ring? Because it's got three little things on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's their wedding ring.
It is. It's a Russian wedding ring, isn't it?
Russian wedding ring.
But it's is that the one that you're wearing now?
Yeah, it's fun to play with.
I like that a lot. Okay, go and check it out. Discount code, none of that? All right, no. None of those things coming our way. All right, guys, let's go out there and maybe Christmas presents for your loved ones. Go and do it. Also, before we sign off, I'm just going to say that, yes, I'm doing the salsa and the quick step this week in Strictly Come Dancing.
So please go vote for him because nobody is safe. And he's been in the bottom three weeks.
Bottom two.
Bottom two.
You know I've been in the bottom two over 50%. If I go in this week.
Do you think you've not mentioned that to me?
Well, I'm just telling you. So this week I have the quick step and salsa. It's going to be tough. It's going to be good. It's going to be great. Go out there and vote for your boy, Jimmy Lang. Just call myself Jimmy Lang. It's not
Jimmy.
Jamie Lang. Jimmy Lang. Jimmy. You look at yourself.
Did you try and say Jimmy or did you try Jimmy like that?
No, Jimmy. Should I say Jimmy?
Jimmy, that's the weirdest thing you've ever done. Oh, God, I should start calling you that.
Sweet chat. Oh, your breath. Oh, there it is again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen, we've got to sign off. I got to go and dance. Soph has to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I do. We have to go and do things. And I have to brush my teeth because it's getting a little bit later in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, please tune into our Wednesday episodes, a bonus episode, which every single Wednesday we have one, which is lovely, where you can potentially be a listener of the week or a review of the week where you get a Private Parts Unlimited mug. Lovely. Not only that, please follow us on Instagram or just send us any stories. We read them out on a Wednesday episode at Private Podcast. Or send us an email with any stories. We'd love to hear from you. Contact at privatepartspodcast.com. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, have a lovely Friday or Saturday or Monday or Tuesday, whenever you're listening to this. And Sophie, why don't you leave us with something inspirational?
Go and grasp the day.
Grasp the day?
Oh, I don't know. I don't like these inspirations.
Go and grasp the day.
You go and attack the day.
All right, go and attack it, people. Not people, because that would be
no,
illegal.
The day.
Go and attack.
Go and have a fabulous day.
Go and have a fab day, guys, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Ta-ra, ta-ra. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.